Hello everyone, this is Spooncast Radio. I'm Matt. I came down here to Athens to do the show with Derek about Halloween here and the zombie apocalypse, but I've been unsuccessful in finding him. No one has seen him for a while, but one of them let me into his room, which is where I am now. So I'm doing the show anyway, out of respect to him. So here we go. Episode 4. Alas, as much as it pains me to say this, I invited Justin Owen back to help co-host the show with me, since Derek is gone.
Hi everybody. Thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot. This is
Oh hey, it's Derek. Derek, I'm doing the show. Hurry up. Where have you been? Really, that sounds thrilling. Owen, watch out! I think he's a zombie. Oh crap! All right. I can't help you. I can't help you. I'm water. Stop laughing. He's killing you. I can't help you. I'm watering my space fish.
Help me,
Matt. No, I can't. Owen? Derek?
Hey, man.
You're right.
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
You just ate Owen's brains.
Oh yeah. I was a zombie, or I was. Wait. I am. I am a zombie, or
wait,
I was.
Wait, what? How did that happen?
Yeah, remember how the last episode I said the zombies were coming? Yeah, well, they got me, and I was cornered, running out of ammo. It was pretty horrific. But I'm good now. I guess gamo brains are the cure of zombiness, so let's do this. Let's do this show. What do we have tonight?
Alright, well, tonight we have a thrilling Halloween Part 2 episode, because it's now actually Halloween, and an election special at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, and okay. We went to the Ridges.
That's right, we did go to the Ridges.
Just a little bit ago.
Halloween party, too.
We did, in Athens.
Pretty yeah. Epic and amazing and crazy. We saw 32 Jokers.
Three Shauns of the Dead.
Yeah, Shauns of the
Shauns of the Dead. They were.
Oh, he's still alive. Yeah, Owen dressed as Dwight K. Schrute, and he was recognized like 5 times. So.
Yeah, and we weren't recognized. I went as Michael Scott.
Yeah. I went as Jim.
Yeah. And then we. Then
so,
we,
what were some good costumes we saw while we were there? Or some fun things that happened?
Some guy was completely dressed normal, but he was carrying around a cardboard sign that said "Nudist on Strike." That was pretty good.
Yeah.
What else did we see?
Oh, first, I want to apologize for the last episode.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad episode.
But you're still listening. And it's probably a bad choice that you are, but...
No, it's not. It's a great choice, yeah. Right? Great choice. Everyone nod yes.
Like the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Yum, yum.
Coca-Cola. Are you doing drugs in the studio again?
No. It's Coca-Cola.
That's made out of cocaine.
Not made out of cocaine. It's made out of...
It's made out of cocaine, then.
Cocaine?
Cocaine. It's the new thing, man. It's like Pineapple Express, but greater.
It's made out of carbonated water.
And cocaine.
High fructose corn syrup.
It's made out of cocaine.
Cloclaine. It's made out of
cocaine, man. It's the new black. Or white. I don't know. What's the new black anymore? White was the new black, and then black was the new white.
I don't know. Pink used to be the new black.
Green is the new black. Also, we have a Julie Mann.
Yeah, Julie's telling Julie us Mann that green is the new black.
Yeah, green is the new black or the new white, one of those two. So Coat Clan is the new green.
Well, it's funny, she whispered, so, and then we say that she's here, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Other radio hosts have other people in there, and they're like, oh yeah, man, that was hilarious. Okay, and we're like, what? What did they say? I want to know what they said.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that to you. We're going to say what they said.
We're doing this show live.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious.
What? we are doing this show live. So when you're listening to it, we're actually recording it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to the date posted.
Yeah.
It's and not if, true because
if you it's listen live. To this twice, then that means we're doing the show twice.
Yeah. That's how we're dedicated we are to you.
Okay. That's hilarious. What is wrong with you over there? Justin's twitching on the ground.
We should probably call an ambulance or something.
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking...
I'm too lazy. I think I forgot myself in a minute. Nope, it's in my pocket.
Anyway, I realized the other day that every group of friends has one... It has one fat friend that people make fun of.
I'm the fat friend, but I don't get made fun of.
Derek, you're the fat friend.
I am the fat friend.
You're the fat guy.
I was trying to fit into my costume today, which was this, my regular suit, because I went as Michael Scott. And I could not fit my pants on.
So I went without pants.
I did. I was Michael Scott, but pantless.
You're Michael Scott in the episode where...
He was changing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the fat guy.
I am the fat man.
You're so fat when you fall down, you bleed gravy.
I'm so fat that when I jump up in the air, I get stuck.
That's all I got.
What?
My producer is trying to tell me something. Oh, you're so fat, Oprah turns into you once a month.
Touché, my friend.
Or once
touché.
Every couple years, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're so fat, Rosie jokes. O'Donnell says, thank God I'm not that. Our producer is saying something about Pony. Phony.
You can just speak up. They might not pick it up. If it does, it'll just be distant.
He's afraid.
What about the Oprah voting scandal?
What Oprah voting scandal?
Did you ever find out what that was?
Uh-uh.
Oprah voting scandal.
See, this is the part where we're... Yeah.
She couldn't vote.
Oh, yeah. That's bullcrap. I don't believe it.
What?
Oprah, apparently has claimed to... like, be turned away from the polls. Like, who is going to turn Oprah away from the polls?
Why? Because she endorsed Barack Obama?
So probably. I don't know.
One can only hope.
But I don't believe it. Like, I don't know.
Oh, hey, wait. Wait, we do have some news. I just remembered.
We have news?
Yeah, we have some...
News hour.
Some very...
Well, it's not going to be an hour.
Important Spooncast news.
Spooncast.
And my computer's taking a while. Damn it.
It's already...
Edit? Okay. Alright, yeah. Some very important news that you definitely want to hear, so keep listening, and I'm going to keep talking until I bring up the news story. Actually, I could probably start now. Okay. Everyone in America is getting a free Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yes. Free Dr. Pepper.
That's right. And I'll give you instructions on how to in just a second. Dr. Pepper is giving everyone in America... My producer is brushing her teeth. She's
one
not
of our
really
producers.
My producer. We don't have a producer. Anyway.
Alright.
Dr. Pepper is giving everyone in America a free 20-ounce Dr. Pepper, except for Slash and Buckethead, because they're the two former guitarists of Guns N' Roses. And I realize it doesn't make any sense that I bring up Guns N' Roses. Well, here's why you're getting a free Dr. Pepper. Because Guns N' Roses are releasing?
They are releasing.
The band is
on November 23rd.
Their new album on November 23rd.
Titled Chinese Democracy.
And...
2347!
Wait a second. November 23rd, 11, 11 plus 23 plus 2008, 47. Yeah, everyone go to youtube.com and look up the number.
The number 47. Oh, he's
still alive. The number 47. 23 spoof.
I think that got him.
Something like that.
I think I finally
watch it. It's a pretty hilarious video. Okay, here's how to get your free Dr. Pepper. On November 23rd, 2008, go to drpepper.com.
This is if they release it.
Right, if they release it on this date. Register your information to receive a coupon for one free 20-ounce Dr. Pepper. When your coupon arrives, redeem it wherever Dr. Pepper is sold. And drink your Dr. Pepper slowly to experience all 23 flavors. Wait a second. 4 steps, 23 flavors. 23 plus 4, 47. Oh, there it is again.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
And coupons will only be available for 24 hours starting at 12:01 a.m. on November 23rd.
Allow 4 to 6 years for coupon to arrive.
4 to 6. Yeah, years.
Coupons will expire on February 31st, 2009.
Coupons?
Coupons.
You mean coupons?
Q-cop-ons.
Q-cop-ons?
Cup-ons. Doesn't even make sense.
Alright, so we've done the fat friend thing.
We gotta go back to Halloween. We really didn't cover that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I have a question.
What are you doing up?
What are you doing alive?
I thought I ate your brains. No, am I still... Okay, I'm not a zombie.
It's okay.
I guess 10 minutes in.
You guys said you went to the ridges, right?
Yeah,
we did.
How did you go to the ridges if Derek was a zombie?
We
turned into a zombie afterwards.
We're cutting this. Like, that intro part was like before, and then we went to the ridges.
Moving
and
on.
Now we're recording this.
What happened to Halloween?
Oh,
Halloween. I think we.
Whoa! Sorry, everyone.
Covered that.
I don't know what that was. So.
Interesting things that happened at Halloween.
Oh, hey, a drunk guy came up to us and asked who we were. He asked who we were, and we said we work at Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, and a little background on this story first. We were carrying around blank sheets of paper and handing them out as Dunder Mifflin's premium paper.
Right, and we were just handing them out to people, saying, Dunder Mifflin paper. And so the guy asked who we were. We said we were characters from The Office. And he was like, oh, okay. And we, Justin, as Dwight, handed him a piece of blank paper. And he stood there for the next 5 minutes, continuing
staring at this paper.
To try to read it or something. And we know this because we walked away, and we turned around and looked back, and he was still holding the paper up into the air, trying to read it.
It was so funny. I've never seen anybody try and read a blank piece of paper for 5 minutes.
It was hysterical.
It was so funny.
Stop making noise.
Yeah, please stop. You're messing up our podcast.
I will kill you.
Really? Well, you know what? Maybe I'll just pick up another expensive thing.
You know what?
No. No, he's just hitting the pillow. And now it's the bed.
I will kill you.
Ow, that was me.
Okay,
so
you got your time machine yet?
No, I still have not gotten it. Overseas shipping takes forever.
It's overseas? I didn't know that. Where's it coming from? Swedenland?
Latvia.
Latvia?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or, it's one of those L's. What is it? Lithuania. That's
Lithuania.
It.
Oh, okay.
It's coming from Lithuania. I have not received it.
But it has your bank account been charged?
No. Yes.
Yes.
For the...
I hope you get it. Because if you don't get it, that'd be bad. Because you're like $62,000 in debt.
Yeah. It's really... Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Especially since you only earn... like... $800 an hour.
Yeah, an hour.
A month. Ah!
Oh. They're gassing us again. Those snakes on the floor, they're back. They're back from the ridges.
I hate snakes.
I guess we should explain what happened to the ridges then.
We should.
With the snakes, because they're back on the floor. All right, we're going to stay up on this bed.
We are going to stay up on this desk.
I mean,
because we're in a studio.
Studio equipment.
Yeah, we're going to sit on our studio.
Yeah.
It's in the back of my throat.
Next 3 minutes, we're just going to cough.
Our producer just gassed the studio.
No, they were snakes.
Ow!
They were snakes.
Snakes just gassed our studio.
Snakes are in our mouth.
You wish a snake would be in your mouth, if you know what I mean.
All right.
No, that's
so
wrong.
We went to the ridges, which is... Derek, you can give a little background on that.
Okay, the ridges...
Talk about Mexico.
No.
Mexico.
The ridges... it used to be a mental hospital here in Athens. And then it was shut down because lots of people had died for mysterious reasons and... Just
is that a true story?
No, I'm making that up. But okay. It was
lobotomies. I just say the words. Julie over in the corner says lobotomies.
Answer.
Lobotomies. Climbing a rope. She's doing charades.
Now we're playing Pictionary.
Ladder.
Or charades. Yeah, charades.
Words.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah, that's right. Tuberculosis wards are like just legendary for terrifying things.
Yeah.
And they actually say that the average mental patient there shows less stress than college students. Like, we would have more of a chance of being put into it if we were around that.
Okay. If you didn't hear that, it was basically Julie was telling us that the average mental patient there was less stressed than a college student today, and that we would have a better chance of being put into the facility than they would
have. I would have a better chance.
I probably want it.
Now she's saying something about traffic
now
controlling.
Now they're playing charades again.
Yeah.
Owen wants to climb a ladder with a man. Wow, we're...
Again, you can send your hate mail to spoonfilms@gmail.com.
We are 18 minutes in and we have another crappy episode for you.
No, actually, I don't think this is that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, about the last episode, I got a call that I had to come in at 4 a.m., which means I have to wake up at 3 a.m., so I was angry at McDonald's and depressed, and it just sucked all the funny out of the room.
It was immediately before we started. We were like, 1, 2, ring.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, put it on the air. Put it on the air.
I knew. Yeah, and I should have started recording, and then...
Then we could have... Then you could have gotten letters like, oh, that guy was a jerk.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I hope he does listen to this.
I hope he does, too. You're a jerk, Jason.
Yeah. You remember
his
name.
Holy
crap. I can't believe that. How did you remember his name?
I have no idea.
Did I even tell you his name?
No, but he was like, hey, this is Jason from McDonald's.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, back to the ridges.
Memory.
I have an amazing memory, man. What did we do tonight?
So, what did we do?
Okay, back
Where
to the ridges.
Where are we?
Back to the...
Who are
how
you?
Did we get... Okay, no. No more. We're going to keep going.
So we walked up a ladder...
No, it was more of a hill.
Well, hill ladder.
Stairs.
And then, it was kind of tough because there were cops everywhere patrolling the grounds.
We went through an underground tunnel.
No, we went through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
We cut through the graveyard.
Sorry, sometimes I mix those up.
We cut through the graveyard, which is relatively, eventless other than, two ghosts?
Well,
we ran into?
There was two, and then I thought there was a third one, but it was Justin wearing white.
Oh.
A white wedding dress.
Yeah.
So.
It's a nice day.
We didn't even tell him that we were going to be up there, So that was that was kind of creepy.
Then he came with us, but we made him change into regular clothes.
Yeah. Now he's singing like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Which again, we're gonna. Brothers. No, that's definitely
you were singing like the Jonas Brothers. Choice of words. Please listen. Thank you.
But he's not.
He wishes anyway, he were the Jonas Brothers.
Anyway.
Back to the bridges.
Anyway.
They lie to you all the time about
stuff
about
me.
I'm going to punch you.
Who are they going to listen to? The hosts of the show or a special guest?
Ow, I hit my back.
Okay, so.
He hit his head on a head.
What?
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 On a what?
On the bed.
Oh. Okay. So anyway,
we got to the tuberculosis ward, which is supposedly the most haunted.
We're basically skipping way ahead. Okay, we jumped the fence, went through the front door, went to the tuberculosis.
After you knocked out that one cop, right?
Yeah, well, there was
on the horse.
There was a fence.
Well, okay, I didn't knock out the cop. I punched the horse in the face,
which knocked out the cop,
and it made them both fall over. They fell down the hill. And the horse is fine. Cop is dead. But we were in the TB ward, the tuberculosis ward, and so there was this guy, like, doing an operation, and I was like, man, what are you doing? And he's like, operation. That's how I know.
And he really was. He was playing operation. Yeah. It was a little weird. I don't...
The board game.
I don't know what he was doing. I think he was a hobo.
That wasn't a ghost. It was a guy with Milton Bradley's operation.
Yeah, he was just a hobo.
Buzzy.
Yeah, he could have been a hobo.
I think it was.
He was dressed like a doctor.
I think he was just weird.
I mean,
enough of the random noises.
So
okay, so we continue on, and
we were
in the basement.
Yeah. Then we were like, screw this, this guy's creeping me out. Then we went to
the... We always have to go to the
okay, we were on the second floor.
Thank you.
Yeah, we went to the second floor. In fact, you know what? We went to the third floor.
The 11th billionth floor. No, third floor.
Of the basement.
You know what? We went to the 13th floor, because that's unlucky.
Yeah, 13th floor.
We were at 13. That equals 47.
No,
no, it doesn't.
Wait
13
a second.
Equals 13.
Wait a second. 13 plus 3 plus 2 equals 47. Okay. So, anyway. We're on the 13th floor.
13 plus
3
plus
2
plus
3 plus 2. The ceiling just dropped out and a bunch of snakes were... Like, seriously.
It was like raining snakes. I've
snakes
never
that
seen
on
that
floor
many.
Now.
Like, Indiana Jones would have had a heart attack.
Yeah. That would have happened. See, this is why all the mental patients, like, they...
were mental.
That's why they didn't get out. They just... Yeah. Snakes dropping out of the ceiling.
It was crazy.
Hobos playing Operation. I mean, I know I went crazy when I was there.
I don't even know if we're really actually doing this podcast, or if we're, like, in a dream state.
That's...
In a straitjacket in the hospital.
That's probably not what's happening.
Yeah,
it's like the butterfly effect.
No, not at all.
Yeah, man, yeah.
It was.
It's like
a pretty eventful night.
It was.
Yeah.
So after the snakes, we continued on.
Yeah. Well, do you want to explain how we got out of the snake room?
No, never mind.
That's suspense. Let's move on. Because then they're gonna be like, how did they get out of the snake room? Yeah,
we would tell you because all the doors were locked and the walls were closing in. But let's just move on. We don't have a lot of time.
That,
in this
that
show.
Doesn't matter. You can email us at spoonfilms@gmail.com to find the answer. The first 10 lucky emailers will receive the answer.
You know what?
And
I'm gonna...
free Dr. Pepper on November 23rd if you follow the directions we gave before.
You know what? I'm going to email us 10 times so no one can have it but me.
But you already know the ending.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just an ass.
Yes,
Why
you
did
are.
I say that? Beep. Yeah, we'll just bleep that out. Censor it.
It's alright, we've said curse words before, I think.
I hate censorship.
Okay, so we got out of the snake pit, and we continued on. We went up another floor, right? We were on the 13th, so we went up another floor, and then we were on the 4th floor.
47.
Yeah, we were on the 47th floor.
Yeah, we went up...
Because 13 plus 1 is 47.
Yeah.
So...
We were on the 47th floor... And we went into this one, like, really big room. And like, once we got in the middle, we saw... Do we even want to bring this up on the show?
You know what, here, I'll take care of this one, okay?
Okay, thank you, because it still haunts me.
I know, it's terrifying.
It's like, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight because of it.
We were in the big room, and there were the Jonas Brothers playing a concert right in the middle. And Owen was there for another hour, but I started crying.
I fell into the fetal position.
Yeah, I was crying, and then they kept playing and playing, and then they stopped to give a message on global warming, and I was like, oh, it's awful.
But luckily, Dave Grohl rescued us.
Dave Grohl!
Yeah, Owen didn't like that too much.
No, he's a superhero, man. Dave Grohl is my superhero.
So then Dave Grohl flew in and picked us up and then threw us out the window of the 47th floor.
And then we landed in the basement.
Yeah. Then we were in the basement again, somehow. Or for the first time.
For the first time.
Alright, sure.
Which was just a gigantic, like, cavernous room. And in the middle of the room again.
Oh,
in the middle. Everything's in the middle of the room.
Yeah, actually, if you ever go to a haunted house, just stay around the corners and edges.
Yeah, you're fine. Because in the middle of the room is all the scary crap. Yeah. But, if you may remember from episode 1.
Yeah, callback.
Callback. It seems to be following us, or me, but the demon creature was there. I think we have a sound clip.
Oh, we do.
We have a sound clip from tonight.
Hang on, let me just load it up into our new sound equipment. Click. There, yeah, and yeah, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was...
Sounds a lot like the first time we saw it.
It did.
But,
it's different.
I wanted to...
After that, we just sprinted all the way back, like, the whole 18 miles that we took.
We're leaving a pretty big part out of this. The monster told us its name was John... And, this time, it was wearing, some kind of hat. Yeah. Anyway, so then we got out. I wasn't wearing a hat or something. Anyway, we got out.
Got out, and returned.
And then we came back here.
And then we played Rock Band.
Yeah.
And had pizza. It was an eventful night. It really was.
It was. It was.
I stopped being a zombie. We went to Halloween.
Snazzy.
Went to the Ridges. Owen died and then came back to life without being a zombie. It was really weird. That's what happens.
I'm not quite sure how that worked.
Owen cried. Owen cried because we had to leave the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
To go back to that, we tried to put it out of our minds, but Dave Grohl swooped in. Grabbed all three of us, and Owen was like, "No, I don't want to leave. Let me stay here.
Cried.
I want to stay here."
Cried.
And he cried. And then we got back, and he cried some more.
You know what? I don't think we can clear that song if you sing it. So
we can't. That's copyright. That's just gonna be beep 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 beep.
It's doing
beep beep beep.
Dude.
Beep 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 beep.
That's it. I'm gonna throw something at him. Okay. So anyway,
ow!
We're not quite done yet.
No, we're not.
You hit me in the face.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well,
what do we got next episode? We're gonna be doing an election special on Tuesday. It's gonna be a shorter one. We're just gonna kind of announce what the results are and what we think of them.
It's not gonna be a full one.
I don't think we can get a full 30 minutes out of it. Unless it's Obama, then we could just rant. And if McCain, it'll probably be a shorter one because we'll be happy and want to go celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Our Democrat liberal producer over there is getting all mad. because we're real Americans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a conservative, I just,
we're real Americans.
I just...
I said liberal. You're a liberal. You're a lib. Libby.
Conservatives.
They might think we're drunk. We're not drunk.
Well, except
Julie's drunk.
Julie.
Julie's drunk. Yeah. She just passed out.
She's
passed out on the floor. She is passed out on the floor.
Julie's drunk.
This is.
I am completely.
Can you hear that? That's her. That's her being passed out.
I'm not an alcoholic. I swear, I don't drink.
She's not an alcoholic. She's just a drunk.
I don't drink alcohol. I've never been drunk.
We're kidding, of course.
So now I was going to say something, I don't remember what it was now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your listeners don't know, you're just kidding.
I said we're not.
Yeah, they're going to be like, that Julie, what an alcoholic.
Okay, back to...
Yeah,
so
I think she's
going to
be
special.
A guest, like, sometime, isn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't she want to talk about squirrels?
Squirrels, yeah.
Yeah.
Squirrels. We should have done that tonight.
Yeah, she's... why didn't we?
Remember.
Right there.
We can make this a 45-minute show.
No,
no.
Okay,
no, we gotta
make the 45-minute.
We've run out. Like we're at basically the 30-minute mark. And
yeah.
This gives me some room to edit out some
crap.
Some of Justin talking. So
hey.
So
shut up.
This has been episode 4.
And in the next, shut up.
hit him.
This Wednesday we're gonna be a double post. We're going to have a double post this Wednesday with our election special in this episode. So you'll be hearing this, and then later you'll be able to hear our election special.
I'm going to hit Justin.
No.
I'm just going to hit him right now.
And then...
Ow!
I hit him in the face. I'm going to do it
again.
Just going to keep hitting him. Yeah. Now we're both hit again.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him too.
I'm hitting you with both hands.
He's unconscious, guys.
Oh. Alright. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And then next weekend,
he's not moving.
Oh, he's still... Next weekend...
Guys, what are you
doing? My fist hurts.
Mine does too.
Alright.
Next weekend, BJ Novak is coming to Athens.
Novak.
I'm going to be going to see him with my parents.
Nice topic.
Yes, I have parents.
They do not approve.
I do have parents. My parents are awesome.
Well, this has been episode 4.
Word to my parents.
yeah.
This has been episode 4.
Thanks.
We got a lot coming this next couple weeks.
I hope you guys like it better than episode 3.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Good night.
Are you still conscious?
What are you guys doing?
All right, well,
I'm not quite sure.
Well, bye.
See you.
Bye, everyone. I've been trying to say bye, everyone, and then everyone talks in front of me. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Meet you all.
We'll see you all later.
Okay, bye.